While people make long-term plans, find directions, and focus on goals, there's also a journey to get there. The goals tend to be individual. They're what matters to you, and they define where you want to be. While they may include association with others who also receive a benefit from getting to the goal, it's primarily your goal for you. And there's nothing wrong with that. Setting a goal that's primarily for others diminishes the value of yourself in your image and practicality for achieving that goal. But discouragement comes to many who are on the path to their goal. They are so focused on the end goal. Every hiccup, every diversion, every meander, every unplanned occurrence or event, and every misstep is interpreted as a sign that the goal is unachievable. In these cases, people are focused on naming, categorizing, and identifying these disruptions, with the hope that this action, in and of itself, the identification of the disruption and the issue, will resolve it and bring you closer to your goal. The reality is that identifying the issue, while important, doesn't resolve the problem. It's only part of the solution. Knowing what is wrong, whether it's new or has occurred in the past and has a name, is just a step in figuring out what do you do next to get past the problem. And that is what brings you progress towards your goal. If you think of getting to your goal as a road trip, how you travel and the path you take impacts the trip. It is primarily dependent on the type of navigator you use for the journey. There are several types of navigators. Those that plan a trip in advance, pre-route the maps, and find the optimal way to get there. Those that just keep moving and focus only on the real-time issues in the route. And those that are finally forced to stop and ask direction because they got lost along the way. Finally, there are those that focus on the risk of the whole endeavor and choose not to travel to the goal as they feel it's unattainable, unsafe, and beyond them. The first three can all get you to a destination, but the experience with each is very different. They all present different types of excitement along the way. Some have more or less anxiety for the passengers and also for the navigator themselves, whether they want to admit it or not. The reality is the world requires a combination of all of these. Planning is good. It helps present the lowest cost and most predictable trip. However, in today's environment, even your most closely held individual world is dynamic and there are surprises along the way. The current situation is that the societal world can interrupt and cause shifts as the societal norms and guidelines are under revision on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis all over the globe. So this first method needs multiple plans. It also needs observational awareness of real time in order to move ahead. Adjustment, detours, meanders, and backtracking are all real-time actions that are required to ensure that the movement doesn't stop. Even if the movement may not be immediately forward progress, but moving is better than stopping. And if you have a plan, you know how to get back to your path. The next method is also awareness. It's a recognition that enough is enough, and time to stop loss and reassess. When real-time movement keeps things going, it's very easy to get away from your path and to a point where you can't see your goal anymore. In these conditions, you need to be able to tell yourself on the journey to stop. Ask for help from others, ask for directions, and reorient yourself toward the path and the goal again. Unlike most people's egos claim, there's no shame in getting lost, needing help, needing guidance, or directions. The world's a big place, and everyone can't know everything. So when you get past your knowledge and you get past your vision point, stop. Take a breath and ask for help. Find the local community in that location and help them retarget you to your goal. All of these will eventually help you get to your destination. The last navigator, however, never encounters these challenges, and that's because they never actually go on the journey. It's planning, information, news, and risk assessment that invalidates the experience of actually going on the trip and getting on the path and moving toward the goal. Whether the goal is a dream, a financial goal, a spiritual goal, a physical goal, a emotional trip, you thought to make the trip for a purpose. Don't let fear be the navigator in your life. Trust your dreams. Take the journey. Everyone has a different path, a different goal, and different dreams. Even these change over time. The goals, paths, and dreams you had in your youth aren't the same as you get older and you encounter family and other life situations. Those dreams are given to you by a higher power, and they help you realize the unique individual that you are, which is why they change as you change. Try. Just take one step on the path. It doesn't matter which of the three navigators you choose. Just embark on the journey. Start. It's the only way to realize your goal, your dreams, and your life. Fear and anxiety say there's a risk, and that's true. But there's also an internal risk to your life and your dreams of never achieving them, and the joy, happiness, and fulfillment you'll feel by approaching them and moving toward them on the path. Every step matters, the big ones and the small ones. Take a breath, close your eyes, trust yourself, and step forward. Just one step at a time is what it takes. The goal is always just one step away. It just may be a journey in order to get to the point where that last step is all you need. But you'll never get to being in the position for that last step if you don't take the first one. And you'll never know when you reach the point before that last step if you never embark on the path.